what the chances of that are.
Well, every political coalition has internal tensions, but to be clear, the kind of Catholic integralist types, like, they don't really have a real constituency. I mean, if you ran on a political program of trying to replace American democracy with a Catholic monarchy, you'd get 3 votes, you know, you'd get a couple votes from like the really hardcore Catholics, you know, in like these communes out in Kansas or something, and that's about it. But so in terms of like the actual political coalition, in terms of like the grassroots support for that stuff, you're already seeing it happen. I think the it's easy to get sort of caught up in the intellectual disagreements between various intellectuals who might go by the new right moniker. But the Republican coalition, this was kind of the thing that I was trying to get at in the piece, is already reorganizing around a series of issues that are very popular with average Americans, and bind together a variety of different people who might disagree on first principles or philosophical worldview or religion or political philosophy or whatever. But they share a